Thank you and welcome to the Mesa City Council meeting for October the 17th. I would like to excuse the Vice Mayor who is absent. We will begin the meeting with an invocation that will be offered by Les Cool, a minister of Scientology, after which that will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Councilmember Chris Glover. Mr. Cool, please step forward and invite everyone to stand for the opening prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance.
Thank you. May the author of the universe enable all men to reach an understanding of their spiritual nature. May awareness and understanding of life expand so that all may come to know the author of the universe. And may others also reach this understanding, which brings total freedom. At this time, we think of those whose liberty is threatened, of those who have suffered imprisonment for their beliefs, of those who are enslaved or martyred, and for all those who are brutalized, trapped, or attacked. We pray that human rights will be preserved so that all people may believe and worship freely, so that freedom will once again be seen in our land. Freedom from war and poverty and want, freedom to be, freedom to do, and freedom to have. Freedom to use and understand man's potential, a potential that is God-given and God-like, and freedom to achieve that understanding and awareness that is total freedom. May God let it be so. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mr. Cool, and Councilmember Glover, for getting us off to a great start. The first item on our agenda is the consent agenda. I invite Kevin Christopher forward to read that. Mr. Christopher.
Good evening, Mayor and Council members. These are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the City Council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or a citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, the blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for Algae Biomass Organization, one-day civic event, Wednesday, October 26th, 7418 East Innovation Way South. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for All Saints Roman Catholic Church, Knights of Columbus, one-day fraternal event, Saturday, November 5th, 1534 North Recker Road. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for Ultimate Imaginations, one-day charitable event, Saturday, November 12th, on Main Street from Center Street to Robeson. Item 3D, act on liquor license application for Angry Barbecue, 1350 South Longmore. Item 3E, act on liquor license application for Barrow's Pizza, 10861 East Baseline Road. Item 3F, act on liquor license application for The Brass Tap, 1033 North Dobson Road. Item 3G, act on liquor license application for The Hub, 1860 South Stapley Drive. Item 3H, act on liquor license application for Wingstop, 1457 West Southern Avenue. Item 3I, act on liquor license application for Encore at Eastmark Homeowners Association, 5620 South Encore. Item 3J, act on liquor license application for Senior Sushi Mesa, 1356 West Southern Avenue. Item 3K, act on liquor license application for Korea Mart, 1350 South Longmore. Item 3L, act on liquor license application for Good Life RV Resort, 3403 East Main Street. Item 4A, act on bingo application for Apache Wells No. 2 Patio Homes, Homeowners Association Incorporated, 5830 East McAllops Road. Item 5A, act on one-year renewal of term contract for collection services for the Business Services and Financial Services Departments. Item 5B, act on two-year term contract for print shop specialty paper as requested by the Business Services Department. Item 5C, act on one-year renewal of term contract for leather work gloves for the Materials and Supply Warehouse for various city departments. Item 5D, act on contract to purchase one replacement pneumatic compactor roller for the Transportation Department as requested by the Fleet Services Department. This purchase is funded by the local street sales tax fund. Item 5E, act to award additional vendor to the three-year term contract for street light and traffic signal poles, mast arms, and anchor bolts for the Materials and Supply Warehouse for the Transportation Department. Item 5F, act on contract to purchase line clearance and tree trimming services for the southeast quadrant of Mesa's electric service area for the Energy Resources Department. Item 5G, act on contract to purchase a spare rotopress screenings compactor for the Water Resources Department. This purchase is funded by the Utility Replacement Extension and Renewal Fund. Item 5H, act on 3-year term contract for electric switchgear testing, maintenance, and repairs for the Water Resources Department. Item 5I, act on contract to purchase furniture for the Mesa Fire and Regional Dispatch Center and Emergency Operations Center as requested by the Fire and Medical Department. This purchase is funded by the 2013 authorized public safety bonds. Item 5J, act on contract for stadium connector shared use path improvement plans. Funding is available from the 2012 Parks and Recreation Bond Program. Item 5K, act on contract for Greenfield Park Improvements Project. This project is funded by 2012 authorized parks bonds, 2013 authorized street bonds, and the environmental compliance fee. Item 5L, act on contract for Signal Butte Water Treatment Plant Construction Services. Funding is available from the 2014 Authorized Water Bond Program. Item 5M, act on 10-year term contract for a transit stop and transit shelter advertising program for the Transit Services Department. The contractor will provide revenue sharing with the city on an annual basis based on the agreement's compensation. Item 6A, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with ADOT for construction and maintenance of a multi-use pathway adjacent to the Loop 202 Santan Freeway between Baseline and Elliott Roads. Item 6B, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with Maricopa County to waive traffic control fees for each other under certain circumstances. Item 6C, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with the Tohono O'odham Nation for the receipt and distribution of Proposition 202 funds that will be awarded to the Gene Lewis Boxing Club to provide supportive educational activities, classes, and instruction to at-risk students. Item 6D, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with ADOT for construction and maintenance of sidewalk ramps located in the state's right-of-way at the southeast corner of Dobson Road and the Loop 202 Red Mountain Freeway. Item 6E, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into an airport development reimbursable grant agreement with the state of Arizona to construct the realignment of taxiway C and runway 4 right run-up area at Falcon Field Airport. Funding from the FAA, ADOT, and the Falcon Field Airport Enterprise Fund. Item 6F, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into an award agreement with the Arizona Attorney General's Office for the receipt and administration of grant funds to fund the salary and employee-related expenses of a part-time victim notification clerk in the prosecutor's office. Item 6G, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a subgrantee agreement with the Arizona Department of Homeland Security for grant funds for equipment, training, and planning for the Fire Medical Department's rapid response team. Item 6H, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a grant agreement with the DUI Abatement Council to accept funds from the DUI Abatement Grant Program, which will be used by the Police Department's Traffic Division for overtime and education throughout the city of Mesa. Item 6I, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a grant award with the U.S. Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs, to accept grant funds for overtime and additional equipment for the DNA Capacity Enhancement and Backlog Reduction Program for the Police Department's Forensic Services Division. Item 6J, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a grant award with the U.S. Department of Justice, Office of Programs, Bureau of Justice Statistics, to accept grant funds which will be used by the Police Department to cover the salary and benefits of personnel, 2 for records, 1 in information technology and software. Item 6K, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a ground lease agreement for city-owned property located at 49 West 1st Street with Metropolitan Youth Symphony. Item 6L, act on resolution setting the time and date for the public hearing on the continuation of the Mesa Town Center Improvement District number 228 to be November 7th, 2016 at 5:45 p.m. Item 7A, act on resolution adopting the Heritage Neighborhood Program to recognize and encourage the maintenance and preservation of socially, culturally, and historically significant neighborhoods that have contributed to a unique character and sense of history in Mesa. Item 7B, act on resolution establishing the Washington Escobedo neighborhood as a Mesa Heritage Neighborhood. Item 8A, introduction of ordinance amending Section 10-4-6 of the Mesa City Code to decrease speed limits from 30 miles per hour to 25 miles per hour on a portion of Main Street from Country Club Drive to Centennial Way, Serine, as recommended by the Transportation Advisory Board. Item 8B, introduction of ordinance amending Title 7, Chapter 5, Sections 1-2 and 3 of the Mesa City Code to allow the Mesa Fire Medical Department to recover the cost for the full spectrum of medical services under the Community Medicine Program. Item 8C, introduction of ordinance regarding Z16-043, the 4500 block of East Southern Avenue, North Side, and the 4500 block of East Flower Circle, west of the termination of the cul-de-sac. This is located east of Greenfield Road and the north side of Southern Avenue. This is for a rezone and site plan modification to allow expansion of a mini storage facility and the reconfiguration of existing RV and boat storage. Item 8D, introduction of ordinance regarding Z16-040, the 600 block of South Signal Butte Road, located south of Broadway Road and the west side of Signal Butte Road, a rezone and site plan review to allow for development of a single residence subdivision. Item 9A, act on subdivision plat, Bella Via Parcel 15, the 5300 to 5600 blocks of South Signal Butte Road, located south of Ray Road on the east side of Signal Butte Road. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. Ms. Mickelson, have there been any requests to speak on anything on the consent agenda? Okay, thank you. I notice there has been a motion made by Councilmember Glover, seconded by Councilmember Luna for approval of the consent agenda. Please cast your vote. Thank you. The vote is all ayes with Councilmember Kavanaugh absent. The next item on our agenda is items from citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, I have two blue cards. Have you received any additional? Okay. Thank you. Then I would invite forward for 3 minutes to speak. The first person is Yolanda Triana. Welcome.
Buenas tardes. Soy la señora Yolanda Triana.
I'm Yolanda Triana.
Mi dirección es 644 West Main Street.
My address is 644 West Main Street.
Lote 46, Mesa, Arizona.
Lot 246, Mesa, Arizona.
Buenas tardes.
I don't mean to interrupt, but I notice you're using an interpreter, so we'll allow a total of 6 minutes with the interpretation.
Okay. Honorable miembros del concilio, vengo...
Honorable council members.
Sí, como ven, vengo y mis hermanos también vienen a exigir un derecho.
Me and my brothers come here to ask for our rights.
El derecho de una vivienda, de un hogar.
A right for a place to live.
El cual, pues, vemos que hemos sido atropellados.
That we see that we've been run over.
Porque nos han querido desalojar.
Because you've wanted to take us out of there.
Entonces, sabemos que ustedes, juntamente con el dueño,
we know that you, jointly with the owner,
pueden buscar alternativas,
can look for alternatives
para nosotros.
For us.
Sabemos que ustedes tienen corazón,
we know that you have a heart,
y que van a encontrar una alternativa.
And that you are going to find an alternative.
Sabemos que reciben fondos federales.
We know that you get federal funds.
Y pueden hacer algo por nosotros.
And you can do something for us.
Esperamos la respuesta.
We wait for your response.
Gracias. Que Dios los bendiga.
God bless you.
Thank you, Yolanda. Next card is Hilaro Triana.
Buenas tardes, señores del concilio. Mi nombre es Hilario Triana.
Good afternoon, City Council members. My name is Hilario Triana.
Y venimos del Mesa Park Royal.
We come from Mesa Park Royal.
Una vez más, estamos haciéndonos presentes para alzar nuestra voz y hacernos escuchar.
Once again, we are being here present to raise our voice and so that you may listen to us.
En cuanto al desalojo alevoso y ventajoso que se ha tratado de hacer por parte de la ciudad de Mesa.
As far as the moving us out that the city of Mesa has tried to do.
Junto con el dueño del parqueadero.
Along with the owner of the mobile home park.
Sí. Queremos hacernos escuchar porque también nosotros sabemos, ¿verdad?, que ustedes están recibiendo fondos federales.
We want to be listened to because we know that you are receiving federal funds.
Para diferentes programas.
For different programs.
Y que pueden ayudarnos, pero sencillamente no han querido.
And that you can help us, but sincerely you haven't wanted to.
Sentimos nosotros que hemos sido discriminados.
We feel that we have been discriminated.
Por parte de la ciudad de Mesa.
On behalf of the city of Mesa.
Porque ha apoyado otros programas, otras comunidades.
Because it has supported other programs, other communities.
Pero sencillamente al parqueadero de Mesa Royal no se le ha podido ayudar.
But sincerely, the mobile home park of Mesa Royal has not been able to be helped.
Ignoro los motivos, ¿verdad? Pero sencillamente no se ha hecho.
And he doesn't know the motive, but it just hasn't been done.
¿Quieren desalojarnos como han hecho con otros parqueaderos de trailers?
They want to take us out like they have done with other mobile home parks.
De esa área por donde pasa el tren ligero.
Of that area where the light rail passes.
Por el simple hecho de que somos de pueblos originales.
Simply because we are from small towns.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Triana. Fernando, if I could impose, would you please translate that there is a sheet of paper with frequently asked questions relating to the Mesa Royal Trailer Park in both English and Spanish at the back of the room? Okay. Thank you very much. That concludes the items on our agenda for today's meeting. I would entertain a motion to adjourn, Mr. Thompson, if you'd like to make that. Thank you. And a second, Mr. Luna. All in favor, please say aye. Aye. Thank you. We are adjourned.